Jordan Spieth won the U.S. Open yesterday, which also gives him the second leg of a PGA Grand Slam, having won the Masters back in April. And he's 21. David Scheinen, sports reporter for The Washington Post, is still in Washington State where the Open took place. And Dave, for people who haven't been following, tell us a bit about Spieth's play yesterday.
Well, you know, I mean, the best thing you could say about his play was that he held himself together. I mean, he didn't shoot a single round that was a remarkable, excellent mm-hmm. round, but more than anyone else in the field, he held himself together under probably the most challenging conditions a golfer might play in their entire career. So that was the thing that Jordan Spieth did better than anybody else, and he is also probably at this very moment the best player in the world.
Give us a sense of his youth. Is it the youngest who's won? I mean, what's...
Yeah. I mean, yeah. His youth is remarkable. I mean, it's very reminiscent of Tiger Woods mm-hmm. In the late 1990s. He's the youngest U.S. Open champion since 1923. He's the youngest to have two major championships to his name since Gene Sarazen in 1922. So I mean, we're talking almost a century of golf.
Yeah. But you mentioned Tiger Woods. I remember glancing up at one point and seeing Tiger on some hole and his club flying out of his hands this past week. How did he play?
Well, he was terrible. I mean, it was a bottoming out for him, and he's been heading in this direction for quite some time now. This is probably a low point. He shot 80 on the first round. You know, he only beat like two people in the field, and this field was full of amateurs and, you know, people who just show up and qualify somewhere and get in the field. So a lot of people who never thought they could beat Tiger Woods in their life beat Tiger Woods on Thursday, and then he played not much better on Friday and missed the cut.
Well, he's been saying that it's because he's changing his game, and when you change your game, you go through this. But Jordan Spieth, tell us about his game. Not just, I mean, it is no small thing to just hold on, as you said, you know, mm-hmm. at that age with that pressure. But what else is noted about his game?
Well, you know, it's amazing. You can't really put your finger on any one thing that he does so much better than anybody else. He's not one of the longest hitters. If you had to pinpoint one thing, it's probably putting, and really it's the knack of draining these 6 to 10 footers, you know, that they're not the little short ones that most people make. They're not these bombs that he's rolling in from, you know, halfway down the fairway. He just makes all of the critical 6 to 10 footers, the birdie putts under huge pressure, the par putts under even bigger pressure. He's just a clutch player.
Yeah, well, and others aren't making those clutch plays. That's the other part of the equation. He only won by one stroke. What's next?
Well, the next thing for Jordan and the rest of the top golfers is the British Open, and there's going to be incredible scrutiny and pressure on him to win that. He's halfway to the Grand Slam, which is a, you know, highly historic achievement in golf. You know, he'll have a chance to get the third leg at the British Open next month at St. Andrews in Scotland, and then if he wins that, everything will be dialed up to a million at the PGA Championship, which is the fourth leg of the Grand Slam, and that's in August in Wisconsin at Whistling Straits. So he is the man of the hour in golf right now.
Wow, a lot of pressure on a 21-year-old's shoulders. David Scheinen, sports reporter for The Washington Post, thank you.
Thank you so much.